Pat Tomasula does a stand-up job over there on Channel 9 every morning. See him throughout the day. He's a very funny guy. I've seen some of his stand-up in the past, and he's the event is sold out, but you still have an opportunity to raise some money for a great cause via some great items during a silent auction.
Yeah, what's going on is it's for the Facial Pain Research Foundation. We'll let Pat talk about that. His wife has got is affected by this, and it's very painful. But they're talking about Blackhawks meet and greets. You can meet the WGN Morning Show, which is the best TV show going in Chicago in the morning. Tickets to Hamilton. They have got the that suite over at Guaranteed Rate that we talked about yesterday. You can fit all the people in there. I think it's 20 or 25 people. They've got Frank Thomas that's going to be there. So
Frank takes up two places.
Right. So you can bring 18 of your friends. Patrick.
Hey, bud. Hey, guys. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on. This is so kind of you both. This is my debut with the two of you.
You know, you have to do me a favor before we get too far down the line here. You've got to see Dean Richards today and tell him that I am going to tweet his picture out numerous times today.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Because he was angry that I took his photo yesterday.
We should not. Don't take people's pictures.
You can take. He's a celebrity. I'm a fan.
No, but the people are now, they're like snipers with these cell phone cameras. Yeah. I hate it when you take my picture and don't let me look at it. You made me look like Cousin Eddie or John Candy today.
You approved that picture, old timer. Jeez. Okay. John's going to side with Dean.
Did you post that on Twitter of him in the broadcast booth looking very contemplative?
Yes, I said it's very reflective. I'm a fan.
I liked it. I liked that. I thought that was a flattering picture.
Exactly. He looked good.
Nobody likes the side view. I don't either.
I'm going to have a talk to him. He has a wonderful profile.
So
I'm going to tell him.
Show him the side shot, not the wide shot. That's what we like to say. So what do we have to do? I know that the event is sold out, but the auction items are absolutely fantastic. How do we get in on this deal?
It's open to anybody. The silent auction is open to anybody. So even if you don't have tickets, if you're listening now, if you go to our event website, laughyourfaceoff.org, there's a link on there to the silent auction, and you register. All the proceeds are going to the Facial Pain Research Foundation, like you said. That's the foundation that Amy and I are trustees for, that we fund our own independent research projects. To try and find a cure for the disease Amy has called trigeminal neuralgia. So,
and what that means is that at times she has this incredible facial pain that she never knows when it's going to hit.
Yeah, I mean, it's every day. I mean, it's not even, you know it's going to come every day. You just don't know how often the attacks are going to come. I mean, but it's, easily, 20 to 30 times a day. And, she has, there's a low-level base amount of pain that she has in her face all the time, too. But some people, there are people who get hundreds of attacks a day. I mean, a lot of people who have it are disabled. They can't work. They can't really, start a family. They can't, so it's incredibly, incredibly limiting.
All right. Where do we go? Where's the, what's the website, Pat? We'll tweet it out to our listeners via our Twitter accounts as well. But what's the website?
Yeah, it's laughyourfaceoff.org.
Okay.
And we're going to, and if you can't see it, Ray, because I know you would have loved to have come, Don, too, we're going to do a one-hour TV special on GN at the end of the month.
You know, I'd like to come and work it, Pat, but you've seen me work a room before, and I swear a little too much.
Hey, that's fine with me. What do you think I do up there?
I've seen it. Pat, thanks for your time.
My 5 minutes of TV clean material off the top. And then once we get that nonsense out of the way, we can get some real comedy
there
going.
There you go.
You don't need to be vulgar to be funny, Pat.
You don't need to be, but it helps.
Thank you. We appreciate your time this morning. Good luck.
Thank you guys so much.